In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're at the bottom of page 14, 28, volume 28, 7-9-1930. You must know. Did I do this one? No. You must know. See, again, this is a command for Jesus. He wants us to understand this. You must know that as the human will enters into the divine, our divine light invests and embellishes it of a rare beauty. Okay, so this is what God is bestowing upon us, a rare beauty that the saints have never seen. The soul remains so identified that she does not feel a stranger with her Creator. Okay, so we become one with God in a very familiar way. On the contrary, she feels that she is all of the Supreme Being, one with God, fused with God. And the Divine Being is all hers. God is one with us and we are one with God. With the freedom of a daughter, without fear and with enrapturing trust, she rises into the unity of the divine will of her Creator, and in this unity, the atom of the human will admits her, I love you. So this I love you is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to have this I love you on our lips continuously. I love you, I love you, I love you. To enter into that divine I love you of God, to enter into that life of God, the love of God, the light of God. This, I love you, all of nature can't say. Yeah, the thing that is important is only humans can do this. The I love you of all creation is what we are to echo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. So the more that we can say I love you to God with all our heart, mind, and soul, the happier God is and the happier we are. So in volume 28, 10, 18, 1930, everything is in common and in perfect accord in my most holy divine will. Each human act descends from the divine womb of the Father, and with its power, it makes it rise back into the center of God from which it came out. We enter into this life of God, this love of God. Therefore, be attentive. And for us, what be attentive means read. Therefore, read this. Let nothing escape you that is written, that does not enter into my divine will. If you want to give me, Triune God, everything and receive everything. My daughter, each act done in my divine will forms a divine resurrection in the soul. Life is formed, not of one act, but of many acts united together. So, the more acts that are done, so many times does she rise again in my most holy divine will, in such a way as to be able to form a complete divine life. It's not human. All of the divine will. You know, when somebody says to me, well, I'm only human, that's a lie. God is calling us to divinity. Just as the human life is formed of many distinct members in order to be able to form its life, if there are only one member, it could not be called life. And if some of the members were missing, it could be called a defective life. In the same way, the repeated acts done in my divine will. This is the rounds that we pray every morning. This is the rounds that we pray throughout the day. If the repeated acts done in my divine will serve as different members of divine will were formed in the creature, and while they serve to reunite together these acts in order to form the divine life, they serve to nourish the same divine life. This is what God is doing for us, is so magnificent. The saints, and again, we love the saints, but Jesus says this, all the acts of the saints combined, all the martyrdoms, all the sufferings, all the sacrifices that the saints have gone through combined do not compare to one eye blink of Louisa. Now, when you think about that, what does that mean? Everything that was done humanly. What Louisa is doing is Jesus is blinking and her blinking. That's divine. See, what God is calling us to is not just to repeat what the saints have done, that's volume 1 through volume 10, but to then begin to live in the divine will, 11 through volume 19, in order, why? To receive the divine inheritance of the Father. To receive the divine inheritance of the Father is to receive this new abundant life. It's to begin to live the life of God on earth as the saints live it now in heaven. But on earth, we're the only ones that can do the will of God, that can do acts in the divine will, I should say. To do an act in the divine will is so powerful that it lasts for all eternity. 1,000 million years from now, when we say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, Jesus breathes in our breathing, that act that I love you is continuing to go throughout the universe. It will never end. Always giving an I love you to Jesus for every breath. Now we say, I want to breathe in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's another act that goes continuously for all eternity. 1,000 million years from now, we will see that act and it will be living. Why? Because Jesus is doing it. See, we can't do divine acts. Only God can. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow him to reign in us to such an extent that we are living in him and he is living in us. This is so magnificent. And since my divine will has no end, the more acts that are done in the divine will, the more its divine life grows in the soul. And while this life rises again and grows, the human will receives death from these very acts done in my divine will. It finds no nourishments with which to nourish itself. And it feels itself dying at each act done in my divine will. Why? It begins a new life. It never ends. It's a new and abundant life. Volume 28, 11, 24, 19, 30. My daughter, rise. See, he wants us to enter into this kingdom. Come into my operating divine will. That's what Jesus says to us. Leave the troubles of earth behind. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. Arise from that. Stop living in your human misery. Come, live in the divine will, in this operating divine will. So he says, my divine will is immense, but in its immensity, there is not one point in which it does not exercise special and distinct acts towards all of mankind. And even though my divine will is one, one is the immensity, one is its acts. However, in this divine immensity, it holds the order of all the effects that come out as acts of one single act. This is the prime act of God, to pour themselves out on each and every creature. See how you're affecting your family? They don't even know it. They don't want to know it. But see how you're affecting all the world? You're affecting the souls 1,000 years ago. You're affecting the souls 1,000 years from now. See, remember what Jesus says, he wants us, it looks like you're doing nothing, but in reality, you're doing everything. This is what God is calling us to. Mother Teresa picked up one baby in the street every day. We bring all children before God, every single soul that was conceived, and we present it to the Lord and say, Lord, may your kingdom come and reign in this child, in all children, past, present, and future. You see what's happening? God is allowing us to do what he does. He says very clearly, however, in its immensity, it holds the order of all the effects that come out of the acts of one single act to pour themselves out on each and every soul who receives them according to their dispositions. Volume 29, 3, 2, 1931. As the soul keeps doing her acts, offering her offerings in the divine will, my fiat runs to place in them the seed of light, and its light possesses the virtue of rising in each instant, in each act. It seems like a sun that rises for each little plant, for each flower. In fact, it does not give the same thing to everyone, as if it was rising for each one. It gives one effect to the little plant, one color to the flower, one and colors distinct one from the other. Such are the acts, listen to this, done in my most holy divine will. They expose themselves to the rays of my divine sun and receive it from it the seed of divine light, and it makes it rise in each act of the creature. There will be such varieties of beauty and distinct colors, and one act calls for another to rise. So, the soul who lives in my divine will, with the resurrective seed of my divine light, gives me, Jesus, always new things, and she's always in the act of rising again continuously in the love, in the glory, in the very life of her God. It's not separated from God. It's to do what God does. Image and likeness. I told you the story of my friend who took his father back to Ireland, and they're walking down the street, and he's never been to Ireland. But his father left way before he was born, and he's walking down the street, and this guy yells out, "Are you a Murphy?" And he goes, "Yeah, how do you know I'm a Murphy?" He goes, "You walk like your father." He hasn't seen him in 30 years, 40 years. You walk like your father. The likeness is coming. To be in God's likeness. That's why I said, when this hits, when this happens, no hospitals are going to be full. Every hospital will be empty. What's coming is it's the new heavens and the new earth. God is going to pour out his love in such a powerful way. Why? The time of the evil one is over. Now is the time for the kingdom. Jesus says, good daughter, for you, the one who lives in my divine will and operates in the divine will, the divine love of my fiat is so great in seeing the littleness of you, Luisa, the creature, making a round in the all created things to place in them her little acts, her I love you, to say that she not only loves in this divine will, but wants to recognize all in its acts as many pledges of love. Love makes more love arises, and my divine will gives the rights to the soul in the divine goods. This isn't human. You have to understand what God is calling us to. He's calling us to share in his divinity. The prayer that the priest prays every day at Holy Mass. We have to get ready for this. And to get ready for this, he says, would you be willing to give up the human? What does that mean? That doesn't mean your spouse. It means to give up the human means television, radio, newspaper, magazines. I mean, to give up sports, to give up all that you're absorbed in. He says, are you willing to give this up so I can give you the gift of gifts? And for all of us, we're all involved in things that we don't even think are, we're addicted to. It's an addictive culture, with television, with food, with sports, with, you name it. Jesus is saying, I want to free you of all of this. He really wants to free us. So he says, wants to be recognized all its act and many pledges of love. Love makes more love arise. He says, I want room for my love to reign in you. And if it's cluttered with things, he says, I can't be there. If your time is focused on your passions, he says, I can't be there. He says, love makes more love arise. And my divine will gives the right to the soul in the divine good. So each act that the creature does is a divine right that she acquires. And in the properties of God. This is not human. You have to understand. What God is calling us is to share in divinity. That's why he's asking us to pray. Especially pray in the divine will. When you pray the Echo Book, when you go through those prayers, what happens at that point is you begin to pray in a different manner. You begin to pray in a divine manner. How can that happen? Luisa is teaching us. Jesus has taught Luisa, and now Luisa is teaching us. Mary taught Luisa, and now Luisa is teaching us. This is what's happening. And the more that we want this, the more God will give it to us. Volume 29, 316, 1931. Keep looking, keep reading, keep searching under these heavens as though detached from them. Between heaven and earth appears the sun, a sphere placed between for the benefit of the earth. It's a light that descends down below and rises up high as though wanting to embrace heaven and earth. Therefore, it can be said that its light touching the heavens lives of heaven, symbol of those souls chosen by God to make graces descend from heaven, to make them descend upon the earth in order to call back souls to live in God's most holy divine will. So he's asking us to begin to see things from a divine perspective. Don't look at it humanly anymore. Look at it divinely. How do you look at it divinely? Go to Louisa. I mean, when you read the letters of Louisa, what you find is everything that we're doing falls back because of original sin. Jesus says, I don't want that anymore for you. I want you to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. I want you to begin to live a life of heaven. Stop looking at the things of earth. Begin to be absorbed in the things of heaven. See, we're the only ones that stop God. We limit God by our doubt, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, and our sin. So Jesus is asking us, stop it. He says, begin, he says this. He says, use what God has given you. You have been chosen by God. Why? To make graces descend from heaven upon earth in order to call back everyone to live in this kingdom of the divine will. Do you see the role God has given us? He didn't give this to the saints. He's given it to us. And the first is the Blessed Mother, my celestial mama, unique as the sun that extends its wings of light. And in this light rises up high and descends down below to reunite God and man, to reconcile him and lead him by means of this divine light to his God, to his Creator. The stars seem to live on their own, united with the divine heaven, and the sun lives of God and gives itself to everyone, and its mission is to do good to all. Such is the Blessed Mother, the Sovereign Queen. See, she's everything to God. But this sun shall not be alone. See, what's happening is many other little suns, these are the little children of the Holy Divine Will, shall rise and shall draw light from this great sun, Jesus and Mary. And these shall be those few, listen to this, this is the sad part. These shall be those few who have the mission of making my divine will known. Think about this. All of Rochester, all of Syracuse, all of Buffalo, there's 40 people. And we're not talking out of state. I mean, this is very, very few people want this. Yet this is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. Listen to what Jesus is saying. You have been chosen, and you have a mission of making God's holy divine will known. To whom? To your family? No. To your friends? No. To you. You have to know this. You have to live this. You have to be so close to this that you want nothing else. So we'll end there, and we will pray now. If you can kneel, we'll pray the prayer of consecration to the divine will. Then we'll get a blessing of the relic of the true cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and will form the new Eden of peace and of happiness and of love. With it, I shall be always happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the Sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me and consume me and nourish me to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, and will keep the keys of your will in my hand, in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. My guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial Court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you.